This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Grant's Old Mill, the wooden structure along Sturgeon Creek, is set to be dismantled due to structural safety issues. The plan is to rebuild the mill, prompting mixed reactions from the community. While the removal has sparked concern, Manitoba Historical Society representative Gordon Goldsboro says the redevelopment could actually be a positive step.
Well, this might sound odd, but I'm not especially unhappy. And the reason is that, of course, it's going to be rebuilt. And that's good, because otherwise it sounded like the building is going to be off limits to visitors. And that's too bad, because it really does illustrate an important part of Manitoba's history.
The mill has served as a hands-on teaching tool since it was constructed in 1974, helping visitors understand Manitoba's early milling industry.
People could visit it and find out what a flour mill had been, because there were, of course, many of them around Manitoba at one time. That's how, you know, all that prairie wheat got turned into flour. Because the fact that it was, you know, in Winnipeg, that made it easy for schools to visit. The fact that it was an operating mill, not just a demonstration thing that you would just go and look at stuff. It actually did operate to produce flour.
Despite its historic appearance, Grant's Old Mill is not an original 19th century structure, a detail Goldsboro says matters when considering preservation priorities.
It was a recreation. It wasn't an original, you know, and I tend to muster a lot more worry about things that are original that are in jeopardy.
Efforts to rebuild the mill are already underway, with a local group stepping up to raise the necessary funds.
There is a group in place that is working to fundraise to do that recreation, and that's good. There is somebody, obviously, who's willing to put in the time and effort to raise the funds that are needed.
But while Grant's Old Mill has strong community backing, Goldsboro warns that other, more historically significant sites across Manitoba may not be so fortunate. Among them, an original flour mill in Homewood near Killarney, and the Leary Brickwork near Carman. Both sites still contain authentic structures and equipment, but are beginning to deteriorate.
There's so many buildings around the province that deserve to survive, but just don't have an advocate. And as a result, they probably will come down. There's many examples that I could give, you know, ones that worry me especially.
Goldsboro says while rebuilding Grant's Old Mill is worthwhile, it should also serve as a reminder that preserving Manitoba's remaining original landmarks may require greater attention and support. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.